Good morning, Jacqueline Magne over there in London.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're going very, very well. We're getting excited because the prelim finals of both the NRL and the AFL will start on Friday night, and there's some cracking games. But what's happening over there in Europe?
Well, there's some cracking games over here as well because the Champions League is about to start tomorrow, and we've got Paris Saint-Germain playing Liverpool at Anfield, and
Wow.
that's kind of
Wow.
seen as Group C, the group of death. What a cracker to start with. And you've got Neymar, who was rested last week when they played in the Liga competition, and Kylian Mbappe both named to start. And then you've got Liverpool, who's only defended or conceded 2 goals in the last 5 matches. So it's going to be one to look out for. So that's what a highlight to start. And then you've got Man City playing Lyon on Wednesday night. So some really great football this week. And but what really caught my attention was the fact that there's some new rules of golf that are being released that is going to start from January 1. And they've just come out in a handbook guide for the players. And did you know about these new rules? I was kind of
No,
surprised
can you
by
fill
this,
us
but
in?
well, apparently, when you take a drop now, you can just do it from the knee, not the shoulder.
Yes.
You can use your longest club, except your putter, to kind of measure the distance for the drop. And there's a new local rule that when a ball goes out of bounds and you can't find it, you can just take the penalty, and rather than walk back to the tee, just think, well, it kind of landed in this vicinity. I'll just kind of pop my ball here and start from there. And again, in an unplayable bunker, instead of perhaps hacking away at the sand like I would do, you just take a two-stroke penalty and play the ball outside the bunker.
Okay.
You a fan, TK?
I'd have to have a really. That's the out of bounds one's a strange one. So what?
Isn't it? It's only for locals. It's not for professional games,
Oh,
so
okay.
it will only be a local rule. So
Right,
it's for
right.
hackers like you and I.
Right.
You
What? Do you know
know. I
what?
do that all the time if I'm playing golf.
If it speeds the game up, I'm sort of all for it. I know they're going to be a little bit rubbery and enforced by some people a little bit rubbery, but for your local comp, if it can speed the game up, I think. That's a real big hurdle for the game of golf currently in the modern world is how long it takes to play.
Jason Day is perhaps the longest to play as well, following his rounds.
So it's it's a strange one. There's some stupid ones, by the way, rules of golf, but that's what makes golf golf, isn't it? What's happening with this Serena Williams thing just won't go away, Jack.
Well, it won't. It's just bubbling along. And Serena's husband, Alexis Ohanian, has been tweeting in the last day or so, not only about that controversial cartoon in Melbourne, but about a report in the New York Times that highlighted how, for in the last 10 years, the code violations that had been given to male tennis players was over 1,500, and for women it was 526. And the stats showed that men are getting penalised more than women, and kind of undermined Serena Williams' argument that this was racist and sexist, and she was a mother and
Who
deserved
cares?
far more respect than what she got.
Why? Because
And
she's a
the
mother?
husband, well, remember she came out and
Yeah,
said,
I know,
"I
but
would never
why
cheat
does it,
because
why
of
do you
my
get more
daughter."
respect if you're a mother?
Well, you don't,
Oh.
but she thinks she can.
Oh,
I
okay.
mean, she's Serena Williams
Oh, okay.
anyway. So, hubby has now come out and said, well, he really had a dig at the New York Times and said, well, this is not how statistics should be presented. You should look at the number of incidents in relation to the code violations. And his argument is that women are penalised more over a particular incident. So instead of just getting a warning or a penalty, it gets upgraded, like with Serena, she got the third offence. So, and he was, a bit nagging about it. And who but weighs in? John Cleese,
Johnny Cleese.
and yes, and so he's, kind of supporting our cartoonist, saying that, he didn't believe it was racist and that, cartoonists draw people with big noses, and that's just how it is. So so there's a bit of a Twitter warfare going on in the Twitter sphere between across the globe at the moment about that.
Please tell me this is not true, Jack. WADA are going to back down against the sanctions against the Russian athletes.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? They've got a big meeting on Thursday in the Seychelles. I mean, they have these meetings in some exotic places, don't they? This meeting is has already been foreshadowed that they are going to allow Russia back into the fold because they're saying that they need to be flexible about this roadmap that they'd given Russia to show that they were genuine and had imposed a new anti-doping regime in the country. And this all stems back from when they cheated in the Sochi Olympic Games, where they swapped urine samples. And they're finally, WADA is now saying, well, we think that they should come back. Now, the IOC, the Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach at the Pyeongchang Olympics said, oh, we need to draw a line in the sand here about this, you know. So there is, at the highest levels of officials, there has been this very much this trend and momentum to have them back. And we'll find out on Thursday whether that's the case. Athletes are just appalled at this. They're saying, you set out rules for them to come back, and they have not satisfied those rules. And the main one is that the laboratory in Moscow is opened, and all the data from the Russian athletes who had been cheating previously is to be opened up and allowed for investigators to look at. So that's the main one that everyone wants to see happen. I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to be a bit of a fudge, I think, and the credibility of WADA is on the line.
Yeah, which is, well, I hope they stick solid too. I'm with Loz, and I know, I know you'd be of that case as well, Jack. Hopefully they stick solid.
Yes, well, there's big pressure. Paula Radcliffe, Kelly Sutherland, you've got British Cycling coming out. There are a lot of people now around the world starting to really speak out and put pressure on WADA to say, hey, stick to what you said. You know, we've got, we've put our faith in you, and we need you to hold solid here.
Good on you, Kirkland. 2-2, by the way, Jack, in this Premier League game being played out. We've just struck the 90th minute, and Matt Ryan in goals there for Brighton and Hove. And it's 2-2. Is it full-time now? Full-time, 2-2. There you go. That's a really...
How did that let two goals in?
Well, he let two in, but they scored two.
Yeah, but he's usually a bit tighter than that. Yeah, you know? I'll have to go back and look at how they scored them.
Yeah, good on you. Well done. Thanks, Jack. 2-2.
Thanks,
so that's a little bit of a shock. Jacqueline Magne with our European report. And as she teased upon, we've got Champions League. Now, that is the big show. That's going to be on live while we're on air tomorrow morning. We look forward to that. Phil Moss will be along for a preview of that with his tips.